So we'll talk about Zmanei Mincha Meirah for a minute. The times of Davening Mincha Meirah. So the Gemara tells us in Brachas, the Mishnah says, the Machokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Hud and the Chachamim, how late could one daven Mincha? So one opinion is, the Chachamim say until sunset, Shkia. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Pag HaMincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, on a 6th to 6th day, so an hour and a quarter before sunset would be 4:45. So, and obviously then, whenever the last time for davening minchas would be the earliest time to daven Meirev. So, for Rabbi Yehuda, you could daven Meirev at 4:46. And let's assume, even though L'chadchila, you should wait until Meirev, until nightfall, when the three stars come out. But anyway, at least minimally after sunset, one should wait to daven Meirev. And therefore, and according to the Chachamim, L'chadchila says, but at least after Shkia. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Praga Mincha. So who do we paskin like? Who do we follow, Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, Ovid Kamar. You pick your poison. You can pick who you want. With one caveat, be consistent. In other words, you gotta take one opinion. I can't take the Chachamim's Mincha and Rabbi Yehuda's Meirev. In other words, if I'm gonna take Rabbi Yehuda, then I gotta have a Mincha before Praga Mincha and Meirev after Praga Mincha. If I'm gonna take the Chachamim, I gotta have a Mincha before Shki and Meirev after. I can't say, you know what, for Mincha I'll be the Chachamim, so I'll daven, in our example, at 5 o'clock after Prague, and then I'll daven, oh, it's Praga Mincha, I'll daven Meirev. That's what they call a tarte de sastre. Tarte is two, sastre is contradiction. It's a contradiction, so therefore, because when I daven Mincha, it's screaming out it's daytime. When I'm davening Meirev, it's screaming out nighttime. I can't, the same zman between Praga Mincha and sunset can't be both Yom and Laila, so you got to pick your poison. So therefore, we assume you could do either one, but pick one. What do you mean, pick one? So when you turn 13, you got to make a very important decision for the rest of your life, which opinion you're taking. Some might think that. However, we're more lenient, and we at least assume at least the same day. At least for the same day, you should be consistent. So today, whatever you're going to pick, you got to pick the same one. But tomorrow is a new day, so there's more room to be lenient. But at least for that same day, one should be consistent and either pick Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim. So if you pick Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore you daven Mincha until 4:45, and then Meirev right after. And according to the Chachamim, so on the schedule today, it says 4:40 Mincha, even though we started a couple minutes late. And then, so again, it goes through different times, but lately the minute here is not, it's not set by me, it's basically no one really speaks in between, we always used to have someone speaking between Mincha and Meirev. Maybe it started because it was early and the people are coming, whatever, it doesn't make a difference. Why? The bottom line, I'd be more than happy to get up and speak. It wasn't an issue. And if it was, and we were in no man's land, if it was enough time, I would have. And I almost did anyway. But basically, we finished davening. It was about 4:56-ish, close to 4:57. So I looked what time Shkia was. So Shkia was as early as, 4:59 and change. So, if I was going to start getting it, we wouldn't start davening until 5:05, which is okay. I didn't mind that, but it's not for me to make that decision. So, if I got up, I don't think anyone would complain anyway, but the bottom line is that we weren't doing it. Whoever wants to stick around, whoever wants to hear me can hear me after. So it was true. So someone said it's a couple of minutes before Shkia, then that person's correct. So again, so L'chadchila, you should probably wait until Seita Chachovim to daven Meirev, according to the Chachovim. That we're not waiting for. A couple minutes, in theory, we could have waited a couple minutes, but that really wouldn't have helped us because when we say after Shkia, it means when we say Tfila, we mean Shmona Esrei. So therefore, I knew that the time it was already 4:57 and Shkia was So I knew they're going to wait for me for Shema. So it was easy to have more kavanah and daven slower. So therefore, I ensured that we weren't going to finish Shema to 4:59. And then I knew the time he got to Shkia until he got to Shemoneh Esrei was 5:01. According to two Shkias, I had either 4:59 and change, and 5:00 and change. So I made sure we got at least to 5:01. So therefore, it wasn't a tarte disaster because the main thing was the daven. Because even though we call tefillah myra, but that's more, that's just an intro, you know, somaku or tefillah, it's an introduction. And in fact, some shittas would say is don't even daven what we call myra now. Just daven Shemona Esrei now, like after Shkia, and then you go, because it's too early for Shema. Because, well, we do it anyway, but it means too early, I mean we have to repeat the Shema. So therefore, we'll find for myra we avoided the tarte disaster. And anyway, it's not going to change at 5:45, 5:50, whatever the time is for Seitzach Chochavim. So repeat the three parashas of Kriya Shema, and then whatever you do for Kriya Shema Lamita, continue whatever minute you have, you can continue doing. And then, so anyway, you'd have to repeat. So therefore, you know, it was no different, you know, no different than that. But that's why, so therefore, again, so according to, and then different shuls have different minhagim. And the bottom line is also, I mean, you can do a tarte disaster also. That's, you know, if you want to get push comes to shove. Some would say, not that it wasn't a concern here, but it wasn't a concern today. But in a situation where it's hard to find the minyan and you're getting people to come in special who aren't necessarily committed to davening, period, or committing to davening to a minyan. So if you call them in and then like you start draying around and you waste, I'm not saying it isn't waste, but let's say you're going to keep them, they'll be more reluctant to come. Then the next phone call they won't pick up or they're not going to make it. So you have to be, you know, it's more the big picture. So I would have been, you know, I'm saying this specific case it didn't make a difference. I'm not sure some of the people were or not, but I'm just saying it wouldn't have made, but I'm saying in general you have to take, so there are times you could do a tarte disaster. So because is the choice is giving up tefillah, but so that's a further machlokas among the poskim. Let's say I do a tarte disaster versus davening bismano. So some would say, go home and daven later, and others would say no, it's worth davening b'tzibur, so you could and do the tarte again. So different the minhag seems to be definitely in the out of town communities. You know, people want to say kaddish. So anyway, it's only Durabanan, and Aravis is only a Rishus. So therefore, they say it's more important to have a, you know, tefillah b'tzib, and also it's important that a shul have a minyan in terms of that. So therefore, the Mona wasn't a tarte disaster because we got Shemona Esrei and after, but even to have a tarte disaster, you try to avoid it, but it's not like, you know, that verse is not having a minyan. You know, many, you know, at least you definitely have Yeshal Mi Litzmach in order to do, the daven b'tzibur, if it's tarte, because it's only a drabanan, the, you know, the davening zmanim. And on Friday night, it's even less of a shayla of a tarte disaster, because even if you do it, some say once you accept Shabbos, so it becomes, even if you're strict all week long not to do, not to daven ma'ariv, but say before Shkia, but on Friday night, you have to be less, you have more room, you have more posts, and would say it's okay, because when you daven, when you do Kabbalah Shabbos, you're accepting Shabbos, and therefore some say it has the status of Laila, and therefore it wouldn't even be, you know, a tarte disaster. But either that's some of the Zmani Hayom, and that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim on when the last time to daven Mincha is and the earliest time to daven Ma'ariv. Very good.
You mentioned like 5:45.